We're joined on the phone by Captain Cornelison of the Farley Moat with the Sea Shepherd Conservation Society. And we're speaking with him from where he's at in eastern Canada about the yearly annual seal hunt that goes on up there. Hello, Captain. Can you hear me?
Yeah, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Fine. Good evening to you. Where are you located right now?
Yeah, we're about 35 miles northeast of Sydney here in Nova Scotia.
Mm-hmm. And how close are you to where the hunt is taking place?
Yeah, we're actually in the area where the hunt has been taking place in the last few days, but the hunt has actually been suspended yesterday evening. So we are expecting them to resume the hunt around April 11th.
Mm-hmm. And how many days has this been underway there?
Yeah, this started on the 28th, and we got here on the 30th, and that was the day that we found the couple of sealing boats engaged in sealing, and that was the same day that we had the collision with the Coast Guard.
Maybe we can talk a little bit about the Coast Guard interference with your activities in a minute, but I'd like to, if you could, just give us a little bit of background on what's going on there. How many seals is the Canadian government permitting the hunters to slaughter, and how are they going about this, and why exactly are they doing this?
Yeah, that's a good question. Well, this year's quota is about 275,000 harp seals. They are being killed in various ways. Here in the Gulf, they are mostly being clubbed. And up in the Labrador front is where the biggest part of the hunt actually takes place. They're mostly shot. Unfortunately, the 275,000, that's the official quota, but a lot of them actually drown after they're being shot. And so the actual kill number is far higher. And why is the Canadian government doing this? It's a big mystery, because it's definitely not a sustainable hunt. It's a heavily subsidized hunt by the Canadian government. They're actually spending millions of dollars to keep this hunt going, and there is no market for it. The European Union is just about to close its borders. There's going to be a vote in the European Parliament this year, and it's most likely that they're going to close the borders to any steel products to be imported into Europe. And that will pretty much mean the end of the Canadian sealing industry, because most of the products actually end up in China and Russia, but they have to go through European ports to get there. So if Europe would close their borders, that would be the end of it.
So you're saying there's not really even a market for these pelts or for the meat of these seals? There's. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Okay. So the line is really bad. We've got a storm raging here.
I'm sorry about that. I was just wondering, you're saying that there's no market for these pelts and no market for the meat?
That's correct. There's warehouses in Norway where there's a couple million that have been stored there. And as I said, Europe definitely doesn't have a market for it. The United States closed their borders for Canadian seal products in the 70s, so they're doing whatever they can to keep selling their pelts. And yeah.
So why if it's unsustainable, the official quota of 270,000, but you say it's actually more than that because many die when they're shot in the water. This hunt is just a big government-subsidized event that isn't even profitable, why is it continuing?
I think it's still being conducted because the Canadian government clearly mismanaged their fish stocks, especially the codfish in the 70s, which resulted in the collapse of the cod fishery, and now they're looking for a scapegoat to blame for that collapse, and they're saying the seals are eating the cod, so by diminishing the numbers of seals, we're actually going to bring the cod back to life. So they're promising the fishermen renewed catches, which is not going to happen because the seals actually prey on predatory fish that, again, prey on cod. So therefore, by lowering the seal numbers, you're lowering the predatory species that prey on cod, and therefore you're actually lowering the cod pond.
So how many seals are there? You say the Canadian government's allowing a kill of 270,000 this year.
Yeah, 200. This year's quota.
And how many are there total? 700,000? I'm sorry, how many are there total?
The estimates range from 1 to 4 million, which is lower than the population originally was. There used to be a population in the tens of millions. And at that time, there was a healthy cod population as well, so it's clearly not the seal's fault, but the Canadian government is looking for someone to blame.
So what is this...
The seals are...
The I'm sorry, go ahead. The seals are the scapegoat, basically. Is that what you were going to
exactly.
say? So, what is exactly your main... What is the Sea Shepherd Conservation Society's main objections to this? And, you know, what kinds of steps are you taking to oppose it?
Well, this year, in the past, we have done whatever we can to interfere with the hunt, and also to document as much as possible to show the world what's going on. Obviously, we're trying to build up the same movement that we had in the 70s, which resulted in the closure of the hunt for several years. We were definitely trying to get that movement going again. But at this point, we're here to document and to show what's going on here, and especially because this very important vote that's coming up in the European Union, if we can show that this hunt is in no way sustainable and in no way humane, then the European Union will definitely vote against the import of seal products. And one of the things that's very suspicious is the Canadian government has closed pretty much this entire hunt to every observer from every single organization. It's really hard to get permits. Sea Shepherd definitely is not allowed to get any permits to witness the seal hunt. And even media, independent media, and other organizations also have a hard time getting a permit. So they're doing whatever they can to stop the world from knowing what's actually going on up here.
So what are your main objections to the hunt? You say it's unsustainable. Maybe you can be a little bit more specific about why you think it's unsustainable, but also what are some of the other objections that you have to it?
Well, the objections that we have to it is that this hunt is a very brutal massacre of seal babies, and there is no place for it in the 21st century. The way the seals are being killed is absolutely inhumane. They are being shot... Most of the times they're not dead when they're being skinned alive. We've actually had, from the one day that we've been here, we actually have footage of several of the seals being gutted while they're still alive. You can see them still moving about. The Canadian government has promised that the regulations are going to be enforced. They've promised that there's several measures in place to prevent situations like this. But there is simply no enforcement. There's nobody there on the ice, and the Canadian government is too busy to watch us, to watch the anti-sealing movement, and they're not paying attention to the real aggressors here, and that are the people that are in violation of their sealing regulations. And obviously, we're trying to document that as much as possible to stop this from continuing to happen. It's unsustainable because, as I said, the seal population is only about 1 to 4 million. That's far less than it used to be at the beginning of the century. So if we keep killing 200,000 to 300,000 seal pups every year, half seals got one seal pup every year. So by taking out that many numbers, eventually the whole population is going to completely to disappear. There won't be any seal left.
And you said earlier that they actually eat the fish that prey on cod, not cod, and so by taking them out, in fact, they're reducing...
Only about 3% of the seal diet consists of cod. A far greater number actually consists of the predatory species, that's correct.
So they're actually reducing the cod numbers at the same time that their goal is to supposedly help out the fishermen.
Exactly, yeah. So you know, again, the Canadian government is showing that their fishing policies are completely wrong. They're not doing what needs to be done. To the only way to get the cod fish back to stop fishing for a couple of decades and let the populations flourish again and then open up to fishing. But by just taking out numbers and by taking out the seals, it's definitely not going to improve cod fishery.
So what basically drove the cod fishery into the ground in the first place? Was it just massive overfishing?
It was massive overfishing, yeah. They just gave out too many fishing permits. Their quotas were far too high, and scientists warned that this would happen, and it clearly did happen. And obviously we're seeing a similar situation worldwide now with a lot of the fisheries. Actually, most of the commercial fisheries are either on the verge of collapse or already have collapsed. So the Canadian government was one of the first to take out these species in a certain area.
So they're basically
Now they're trying to do the same with the seal.
They're basically making a bad situation worse by eliminating a seal that preys upon fish that eat cod. it sounds like.
Yeah, exactly.
So you say that they're not letting press, they're not letting independent media, and they're not letting organizations that want to observe the hunt near it. How are you getting...
Well, they are letting the press in, and they are letting an independent organization, but obviously not us. We don't get the permits. But they're making it very, very difficult for people to get a permit. For instance, on the opening day of the hunt, nobody was allowed to be on the ice. Nobody was allowed to be near the... near the steel hunt, and even during the subsequent days, any organization that actually would have an helicopter in place, as soon as one of the sealing boats so much as complained about them being too close, the Mounties would do whatever they can to make to ground the helicopters, and yeah, we've seen that with a couple of organizations. They have a very hard time to get out to the hunt, get the footage that they require.
Why are they making it so hard for people to observe the hunt?
Because this year this year, not only does the seal there is a blink test, so whenever a seal is killed, the hunters need to check their eyes to see if they blink, to see if they're still alive. We've seen in the past that this is definitely not happening. Now the Canadian government came with a new regulation that they have to slash the throat of the baby seals which they just killed. We have seen that's not happening. Some of them are being slashed, some are not, and some are still being gutted alive. So even this new regulation that is in effect is not actually making it more humane. But we think that the Canadian government is making it so hard for observers to witness this, because they're very scared that the European Union will actually accept this ban on seal products. So they do whatever they can to prevent any footage that might be incriminating to reach the European public.
There's other organizations that in the past have used helicopters to get close to the hunt and take videos of what's going on, and have actually revealed some extreme brutality, seals being skinned alive, all kinds of things. Are there other organizations there working alongside the Sea Shepherd Conservation Society that might be, that do they have any helicopters this year? What other groups are working nearby, and what kinds of things are they doing?
Yeah, there's definitely a few organizations here that are very active in trying to get proof that the hunt is in no way humane. And yeah, there's organizations like HSUS and IFA that are sending their helicopters out to document as much as possible.
That's good. So I wanted to ask you what kinds of problems you've encountered. You're dealing with a storm right now, and you're probably going to have to go soon because you're moving the ship. But hear that the Coast Guard has been harassing your crew to try to prevent you, the Canadian Coast Guard, to prevent your documentation of this slaughter. Can you talk a little bit?
They've made it very clear that they don't want us in their waters. Well, at the moment, we're not in their waters, and we have no intention of entering the Canadian waters, but we are rather in the Canadian Economic Zone. But because we're a Dutch registered yacht, we have every right of free passage in Canadian Economic Zones. We simply don't want to be in their territorial waters, and therefore their regulations do not apply to us. We can be here as an observer, but they're trying to intimidate us, they're trying to stop us from taking our footage. And during that one day that we actually witnessed the seal hunt, the Canadian Coast Guard icebreaker, the Glossier, has been coming closer and closer during the day, trying to block the sealing with their Coast Guard vessel by placing it in between us and the sealing boats. And while they were while the day progressed, they kept coming closer and closer and closer. And during one of those encounters, they came so close that they actually ran into the side of my vessel.
Wow.
While they did that, on the inside of the ship, we had cups fall down, glass broke, one of our frames got bent, and we got some damage. But fortunately, we didn't get any structural damage, so the vessel is still 100% operational. After we stopped that in the water, they backed up into us for a second time and ran us again. But obviously, they're saying that we ran them, which is quite insane, because it would be out of my mind to try to ram a Canadian Coast Guard icebreaker. They're many times heavier than us, and it would plainly be suicide to try to do that. So, but we have everything on video, and we're about to get that video off the ship, and that will conclusively show that Canadian Coast Guard was at fault here.
And will that video be available at the Sea Shepherd website?
Absolutely, yeah. That will be up on the website as soon as possible.
And that is seashepherd.org. I'm speaking with Captain Cornelison. He's in Nova Scotia area right now. There is the seal hunt that just started in eastern Canada on the 28th, and already the Farley Moat, the crew, has documented acts of brutality and inhumane slaughter going on. Again, the quota of 270,000 harp seals to be killed this year is 5,000 higher than last year. And as the captain has been saying, there's, according to Sea Shepherds, no market justification or scientific justification for this. It's unsustainable in their opinion. What kinds of things are you doing besides documenting this hunt? Are you going to be taking any direct action? I know in the past that you've gone onto the ice and actually sometimes physically stopped the clubbing and gutting and skinning and all that of the seals. Are you going to be taking any direct action, or is your primary focus to document the hunt?
Yeah, we believe that at this point, by documenting the hunt, if we can get the evidence to convince the European Parliament to stop the import of seal products, we can shut down this hunt permanently, and obviously that's our main goal. But yeah, I do not exclude us being involved in direct action. That's obviously always possible, but at this point, we have no intention of doing that.
Now, just have a couple more questions for you. I know you have to go. My understanding is that the Canadian government made it illegal to kill the white coats, the baby harp seals that are, what people usually think of, and often you can buy little stuffed, you know, versions of them and the idea, I guess, was to convince people that this wasn't killing cute, cuddly little animals, that were just killing full-grown seals. Is it, are the hunters following that policy of the Canadian government? And what is that policy? How old is it? 3 months? They can be 3 months or more, and then they can club them? Or what is the age they're permitted to kill them at, and are they following that policy?
Yeah, well, the rule is, the reason they stopped the white coats from being killed is because they do look cuddly, and a lot of people protested against it. And the Canadian government felt that by raising the age of the seals, they look less cuddly, and therefore people won't protest as much against it. But the seals that are being killed are between 3 weeks and 3 months old, so they're still very much babies. They're called beaters. They cannot swim. They're laying on the ice, pretty much digesting the mother's milk that's in their fat. And as soon as it's been digested, as soon as they can actually float, they are able to escape. So at the time that the hunt takes place, these seals are completely defenseless. They're laying on the ice. They can't get away. And they're basically being bashed over the head with a big stick.
My final question, Captain, is basically what can people here in the U.S. do? You said that in the 70s, the U.S. closed their borders to these seal pelts and other products. So we can't really boycott them here, right? Is that right?
No, the Canadian seal products cannot be boycotted because they won't be in the United States, but we do have a lot of possibilities to boycott, for instance, Canadian seafood. Canadian seafood industry is obviously linked to the seal hunt industry. And on our website, seashepherd.org, there's enough information about which products we can boycott to put more pressure on the Canadian government and the Canadian fishing industry.
Right, and in turn, you say the European Parliament will vote soon on whether to do the same, to ban Canadian seal products there?
Yeah, the Netherlands and Belgium and a few other countries already have stopped the import of seal products. And this upcoming vote, which is in June or July, will close the entire European borders, which, as I said, would be a complete closure of the Canadian seal hunt, in our opinion.
And who exactly is debating that and voting on it?
That will be voted in the European Parliament.
Right. And so how can we comment on that? Would it be helpful if citizens of the United States made comment prior to that decision?
Yeah, absolutely. Any letter sent to the European Parliament, or even to European countries that are part of the European Union, any letters sent to these governments by people from the United States speaking out their outrage about this hunt, and that the European Union should do the same that the United States has done many, many years ago, would definitely help to get this ban into effect.
All right. Well, thank you so much for talking to me. I've been speaking with Captain Cornelison of the Farley Moat. I mean, he's with the Sea Shepherd Conservation Society. Hopefully, maybe we can do an update soon when you know more. And thank you so much for taking the time to be with
me. You're welcome.
Good luck. Get out of the way of the storm.
Okay, my pleasure. Okay, bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. Captain Cornelison talking with us from Nova Scotia. He is part of an international crew that is documenting this Canadian seal hunt that goes on every year. And this year, the quota is of allowed quota is 275,000 harp seals to be killed. This is 5,000 higher than last year. The Sea Shepherd Conservation Society website is seashepherd.org. You can read about their seal defense campaign 2008. There, you can take action there. You can see documentation of it. There's a lot of other issues that Sea Shepherd Conservation Society is working on as well. You can read about those. But if you're particularly interested in following up on this, check out seashepherd.org and click on the main homepage there. It's Seal Defense Campaign 2008 and get all the information you need. And right now, the Sea Shepherd crew is trying to get out of the way of a storm. So we had to go let him do that. He had been warming his engines up there. And they've also been dealing with the Canadian Coast Guard harassing and even ramming their vessel. As he said, there'll be some video up at seashepherd.org soon of that incident. Canadian Coast Guard trying to claim that they rammed them, but he's saying the video will prove otherwise and that he would be crazy to do such a thing. Anyway, Sea Shepherd crew, as you heard, has documented already, even today, scenes of excessive brutality, as he said, observed seals being gutted alive, shot and wounded, and thrashing about in the ocean. In most cases, seals, these baby harp seals, are clubbed or killed with something called a hackapick. It's a club with a giant hook that is driven into the seal's head, and often they're dragged, still alive, still moving, where they're gutted and skinned alive. And it's not just Sea Shepherd Conservation Society that's documented. It's many other groups, some of which are able to film with from helicopters and zoom in and catch this. And this is widely documented. There's no question that the Canadian government is not enforcing their own rules to ensure that this quote-unquote hunt is humane. I don't think it ever really could be to go and slaughter almost 300,000 defenseless baby seals that can't even get out of your way, but it certainly isn't even following the rules that are intended to make it more humane. And if you want to... Well, what I'm going to do is just read you a brief bit about this and then move on. Here at seashepherd.org, it says, for the first time since 2005, Sea Shepherd Conservation Society has sent its ship, the Farley Moat, north into the ice packs off eastern Canada. We were just talking to the captain of that ship a moment ago. To defend baby harp seals from the ruthless clubs of Canadian sealers, the Sea Shepherd ship, with an international crew of volunteers, is acting once again as shepherds in defense of the harp seal pups in the ice packs off the Gulf of St. Lawrence this year. Canadian Fisheries Minister Loyola Hearn has set this year's quota at 275,000 harp seals to be killed without any scientific justification or any market justification. In announcing the new quota, Hearn said that the seal slaughter has been improved with new rules to make the hunt, quote, more humane. The new rules are being imposed in an attempt to convince the European Parliament to not ban seal products into Europe. Canada is spending a small fortune in sending delegations to Europe to plead for the right to continue to massacre seal pups. The new rules call for the sealers to sever the arteries of seals under their flippers after they have been shot or clubbed. In total, over 325,000 seals are being targeted this year. Sea Shepherd has been working to remove the markets for seal products, as well as mounting dramatic confrontations on the ice to physically save the seals from the clubs of the sealers. The seal hunt survives only because of subsidies doled out to the sealing industry by the Government of Canada. It has become a glorified welfare scheme where, in return for killing seals for a few weeks, the sealers can qualify for unemployment insurance for the rest of the year. the rest of the year. In addition to the hazards of thick ice and nasty weather, the Sea Shepherd crew faced the threat of violence from the sealers and the threat of arrest under the Canadian seal protection regulations that make it a criminal offense to witness or document the killing of a seal without the permission of the Government of Canada. In 2005, 11 Sea Shepherd crew were arrested after being attacked and assaulted by sealers on the ice. Despite being struck by sealing clubs, punched, and kicked, not one sealer was arrested for assault. The attack was videotaped, and the sealers identified, yet the Royal Canadian Mounted Police stated there was insufficient evidence to charge the sealers. The Sea Shepherd crew were being jailed and fined for approaching within a half a nautical mile of a seal being killed. And I, just to interject here, that Canadian seal protection regulation is so just disgusting to me. The idea that these people that are there to document the hunt and try to ensure that horribly inhumane things aren't happening to these seals are being kicked, assaulted, attacked by sealers, by even this year being interfered with by the Canadian Coast Guard because they're trying to ensure that these animals aren't being basically tortured to death. And it's called the Seal Protection Act, that they're being, that these people that are there to defend the seals and protect them are being attacked on, with the Canadian Seal Protection Act. It's so ironic. Anyway, Captain Watson has been, and he's one of the founders of the organization, has been fighting the Canadian seal slaughter all his life. The commercial hunt was shut down in 1984 and resurrected in 1994. Sea Shepherd has turned its attention to the plight of the seals from out of the southern deep freeze of the Antarctic and into the northern freezer of eastern Canada. From saving whales to saving seals, the work of Sea Shepherd. Shepherds of the Sea continues. Again, if you want to check out their website, seashepherd.org, for the Sea Shepherd Conservation Society. Read about the Seal Defense Campaign 2008 and their other many other activities. They've recently had a number of victories around saving whales, defending whales. You can read about that and many of their other projects, including defending dolphins. And they have a campaign in the Galapagos Islands. They're on permanent patrol to help protect the precious marine ecosystem there. Anyway, there's quite a bit that they're doing, and there's all kinds of ways you can take action. And I'm sure ways you can donate to their efforts as well, if you would like to do that. SeaShepherd.org. Thanks for listening to this show and to Free Radio Santa Cruz.